It's Thursday, the 23rd of April, day 33. Can it really be day 33? Are you all right? I asked a friend today on WhatsApp, and she replied that she was, before adding that being all right is a complicated thing at the moment, because we're surrounded by so many painful stories. She's right. An awful lot of people are definitely not all right. So finding that self-isolation, confinement, voluntary house arrest, whatever you call it, is all right, is actually a measure of how lucky you are. And if you're, by temperament, a lapsed Calvinist like me, it carries with it a vague sense of responsibility. If you've been granted this period of calm, says one's inner voice, then surely you should be doing something serious with it, like finishing that book you started a while back, or painting the garden shed, or repairing the twisted electric flex on the iron that's been annoying you for years. What makes it even worse is when you come on uplifting stories of how people who have been confined have used their imprisonment to create great works of literature or philosophy. Think of Antonio Gramsci's prison notebooks, for example, written between 1929 and 1935, when he was imprisoned by the Italian fascist regime. He produced 30 notebooks and 3,000 pages of history and analysis during that imprisonment, works that many scholars regard as a highly original contribution to 20th century political theory, which is still often quoted today. And then there's Alexander Pushkin. One of my sons sent me a tweet yesterday by Malcolm Gladwell about Pushkin in confinement, so I went looking for the source. It turned out to be a piece by Robert Chandler published in the Financial Times a few weeks ago. Alexander Pushkin, he wrote, thrived on confinement. At the start of his career, a friend's elderly and obstinate valet once locked him into a room, saying he would release him only when he completed a narrative poem for which he had already been paid, but had long been procrastinating over. And once past his initial indignation, Pushkin duly got carried away and wrote all through the night, unquote. 10 years later, a pandemic arrived, just like now. In the autumn of 1830, Pushkin was confined by a cholera outbreak to his father's remote country estate in southeastern Russia. Desperate to return to Moscow to marry, he wrote to his fiancée, "There are 5 quarantine zones between here and Moscow, and I would have to spend 14 days in each. Do the maths and imagine what a foul mood I'm in." Well, he may have been in a foul mood, but, says Mr. Chandler, with nothing else to do, he produced an astonishing number of masterpieces, short stories, short plays, lyric and narrative poems, and the last 2 chapters of his first novel, Eugene Onegin, in a mere 3 months. If this is day 33, and it is, that means I've been under house arrest for just over a month, with nothing to show for it except 4 newspaper columns, a daily blog, and a spectacular failure to repair a bread maker. If the celestial headmistress in the sky were composing my quarantine report just now, I know what she would say. Room for improvement.